Now, I've got a question, probably this one's for you, Diana. It's Sarah, possibly Sarah. She says, Chris, when comparing medieval times to present day, the lack of hygiene back then seems pretty offensive. Were people then just not as smelly as we are today? In other words, does the processing, additives, antibiotics and hormones in the food that we have today, for instance, affect our body odour? And she's an American who's actually listening to us in Germany.
I think for the most part, the answer is probably no. I don't know if you're ever a fan of Blackadder or anything. The stereotype of Baldric, the smelly peasant, is probably quite true. And actually, if you've ever been to any of those reconstruction sites like Jorvik, although that's about 200 or 300 years before
well, that's
the
medieval.
Very
whiffy in there.
And exactly. I mean, it's not quite medieval, but I think it gives you a really good idea of what things might have smelled like. And they include all sorts of toilet smells and cooking smells and mouldy thing smells. It's pretty awful. And from what we know from the archaeology, there wasn't a lot of bathing going on for the peasants, at least. And there were certainly in the houses of medieval people, there are all sorts of bits of evidence for maggots and flies and things just living in the house with them. But it may have been for the more upper class medieval people, like lords and things, they did actually bathe maybe once a week.
They used to keep their clothing near the loo in their castle, didn't they? Because castles had guard robes, which were the bogs, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that done under the intention that the things that rot your clothes, the moths and things that would make your clothes go horrible, would avoid the stink for the same reason we would?
Yeah, and they were probably slightly better ventilated than the rest of the place as well, because of course their toilets were just, you know,
indeed,
holes.
Because your clothes would smell otherwise, wouldn't they? Indeed.
Exactly. So yes, they probably did smell pretty awful. Also, actually, there's another thing I'd like to add, is that if you're constantly being exposed to horrible smells, you're going to be desensitised to them, aren't you? So perhaps, in that sense,
I think there are limits.
Yeah.
I definitely when I've been hiking for a weekend or a week and you just can't wash, but after a few days you don't notice it and everyone stinks and you don't mind, but as soon as you wash,
until
then you really notice the effect.
It's all a relative thing. Diana, very good standard of hygiene, we have to say.